For the latest, Simon Marks joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon. The U.S. saying it's perplexed by Israel's decision to cancel, you know, the high-level meeting between officials from both sides. The White House at the same time insisting there's been no change in its policy. But in reality, has there been a change? And where, you know, are U.S.-Israeli ties headed, you know, given this rift, which is clearly widening?
Well, we saw National Security Council spokesperson Admiral John Kirby being pressed by reporters at the White House to explain precisely why the administration was perplexed by Israel's response, the cancellation of that delegation's visit to Washington, D.C., and he wouldn't be drawn. He said he was going to leave it there. But he absolutely insisted that there has been no change in American policy. And he justified that conclusion not by referring to the decision to abstain on that Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire, but instead focused on the determination of the United States to continue providing Israel with the support and the hardware that it needs, for example, to maintain its Iron Dome defense system against incoming rocket fire from Gaza and from other hostile actors in the region. So in that sense, he said that the United States absolutely still has Israel's back. But it is very evident from the Israeli reaction to the American decision to abstain in the United Nations Security Council that that is not at all how the Israelis see it. And the relationship here tonight between President Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has absolutely hit a new low as a result of that United States action at the United Nations.
And Simon, though the U.S. abstained from the vote, the White House said it agreed largely on the need for a truce. Is Washington hopeful one will happen, and given Israel remains adamant on eradicating Hamas?
Well, they certainly didn't express any optimism about the possibility of that ceasefire. And indeed, you heard there the National Security Council spokesman saying that this was a non-binding resolution, that it didn't tie Israel's hands in any way. And the Israeli Prime Minister has made it absolutely clear that he is going to override what President Biden has described as a red line for the United States. President Biden opposed to the Israeli leaders' plans to begin a military offensive in Rafah. The Israeli Prime Minister says that he's going to go ahead with that offensive, which will then take the relationship between Tel Aviv and Washington to the edge of another abyss. What will the United States do if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu crosses that red line that President Biden has laid down remains absolutely unclear here tonight, even as those conversations continue between Antony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, and the Israeli Defense Minister here in Washington for his visit.
Simon, thank you. Appreciate the update. Thanks very much.